You are listening to Audio Drama in a Darker Shade at darkerprojects.com. And now our feature presentation.
It began as a kind of cult following. It wasn't difficult. The same old story of a race of people persecuted by society. Except it came to such a degree that in time few even chose to believe of the race's existence anymore. They became little more than legend, myth, until one day one of them had enough and demanded his people rise up and take their rightful place in society. They were, after all, older than humanity itself. Some called them Hellspawn. Others gave them different names. The egotistical humans, who until recently believed they controlled the world, called them vampires. But they were only one race out of many, waiting for their time to come.
My friends, I thank you all for coming here this evening. It is truly a great day in the history of our people. For the first time in the history of this country, a non-human sits in an American seat of power. True, this is not a sprawling metropolis like New York or Los Angeles, but it is a new beginning. Not only for our kind here, but for all the ancient races of the earth who have come forth in the past 5 decades. It is my hope that the freedom we shall enjoy here in the city of Gothic, Maine, shall spread to the warring factions in Europe and abroad, and that we may at last have peace. Now, if you will all excuse me, I have an urgent phone call to take in private. But I assure you, I shall return soon. In the meantime, enjoy the party.
That was a beautiful sentiment, my love. Particularly for those who actually believed it.
Such is the nature of politics, Ivana. It is a matter of which a liar sounds the most convincing.
If that is truly the case, then you may indeed succeed in becoming president of this fat nation.
Alas, I am afraid that is not possible. The law still states that this country's leader must be a native of the land. Still, I do not see that should be an issue in the future.
True enough, I suppose. For is it not better to be the royal advisor than the king himself?
Of course, my dear. It is always the king that is the target of the assassin's bullet, not his advisor. But even in my newfound position, I have nothing to fear with you guarding my back.
And more importantly, your heart.
And head.
Yes. It is a pity that for all the strengths our people have, we still share such weaknesses with these mortal sheep in the Great Hall.
Cut me, do I not bleed?
You know such talk makes me thirsty.
Then let us have a supper of our own, huh? Away from the bother of our guests.
Thank you.
Aren't you a pretty one? So healthy and well-fed.
No, no. Don't be afraid, my child. You have a very distinct honor. You have been hereby appointed a special position by the new mayor of this city.
Truly. From you, I shall draw the strength I need to continue my important civic work. Your support is most appreciated.
Whatever happened to the days when a couple could go out and enjoy a nice fall evening by a lake without being slaughtered?
Come on, Jack. Take the murders out of Gothic and then what would you have?
Don't get me wrong, Fitz. It's not that I can't handle the deaths. Not gunshots, stabbings, that sort of thing. Even after all my years with the department, mutilations like this are still a bit much. It's ridiculous.
Well, what do you expect with a bloodsucker in the big chair? I've been on the force for over 20 years. And it hasn't been until recently that this weird extreme crap has started. After Drakovich got into office, all these monsters started coming out of the woodwork, suddenly thinking they're the new world order. Yeah, Gothic's always been kind of different, but it just seems that lately, more of these... What the hell do they call them in the papers now?
Supernaturals.
Supernaturals. Gotta be PC, don't we now? Even with these freaks of nature.
Hey. You know, a lot of these guys have been walking the Earth a hell of a lot longer than human beings.
And as far as I'm concerned, they should have stayed underground where they belong. Human beings have earned the right to be top dogs of the food chain.
Top dogs, eh? You know, Fitz, some folks would find that phrase an insult to the whole canine community.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, those yuppies who get bottled water to their mutts can kiss my ass, too.
So, apart from the obvious, what do you think we have on our hands? Potential serial killer? A run-of-the-mill nut job.
The position of the bodies on this stone table, along with the entry wounds and the removal of certain organs, are a first big giveaway. Then there's the wax residue, probably from lit candles. Throw in the strange glyphs painted both on the bodies and around the perimeter of this makeshift altar, and all signs point to a ritualistic murder.
They were sacrificed.
Well, it certainly wasn't suicide. Preliminaries on the style of wounds indicate a blade with a serrated edge plunging downward, probably a hunting knife. Contusions to the head indicate the victims were knocked out by a blunt instrument.
Hey, Jack, where are you going?
Something caught my eye. Just a second. Blunt instrument, you said? Maybe like a small pick hammer?
Could be, sure.
Carved in the shape of some kind of sea creature.
I don't know. Jeez, Jack, that thing is ugly. What the hell is that? And more to the point, how'd you see it in the hollow of that tree?
I guess I just got a nose for stuff like this. As for what it is, hey, isn't that our job?
My dear students, we are very fortunate today to be able to preview a special exhibit here at the Darkmoor Museum. So far, we've studied the origins of four of the major human religions, but far be it from us to neglect those rites of worship among the other peoples who share our planet. This new exhibit is a marvelous example of a pre-Atlantean civilization. While some of the larger pieces have yet to be unveiled, I'm sure we shall be able to gain a much greater understanding of this people through many of the relics you see in the cases around you. To better your understanding, I'm privileged to introduce to you my dear friend and curator of this marvelous establishment, Dr. Elena Dufay.
Thank you all for coming today, ladies and gentlemen.
Dude, she's hot.
Look at her eyes and those ears. I think she's one of those elf chicks.
Half-elvish, actually, on my mother's side.
Don't!
That's quite all right. I'm not ashamed. In fact, it was my mother who started me off on my passion for the old ways. She used to tell me stories of when she and my grandmother were younger, when the relics you see around you were new, and the religions that they represent were alive and active. Like many obscure religions, however, most of them devolved into no more than mere cults. While many of them celebrated life in nature, as Professor Whatley has likely mentioned, there were also those dedicated to darkness. Death cults.
You mean like that goddess, Kali, in India? The professor spoke a little about her. He said that's where thugs came from. They used to strangle people to gain her favor.
Sort of, yes. The thuggy cult was very real until the practices were officially banned by the British government in the 19th century.
That wasn't too long ago.
No, it wasn't. And cults weren't necessarily a phenomenon in foreign countries either. Can anyone name some cults here in America?
The Branch Davidians?
Of a sort, you might say that.
You know, the hairy fishnets, the bald guys and the togas used to walk around airports passing out flowers and looking for donations?
Hare Krishnas. But okay.
The Church of Bob, the subgenius?
Cults need not necessarily be religious. Do you know who many consider a cult figure today?
Tupac Shakur?
Close. Elvis. But what I want to focus on today is a cult that thrived for millennia. While it was more pervasive in cities like Innsmouth and Dunwich, another notable, though slightly less known centre was here in Gothic. While the cult is gone today, some artifacts remain, including a large statue of a two-headed tentacle creature called Ignathutak. If you look behind you, you will see the statue is now broken and one of the heads is missing. Legend has it that the creature was worshipped as god by a cult of quasi-human amphibious people who came over to New England from somewhere in the Mediterranean. Ancient records have shown that at some point this living god, as it were, was lacking in sacrifices and began a terrible rampage until it was finally slain, his body turned to stone by a wizard in hopes of preventing it from ever being somehow healed and regenerated.
Cool. Where did that statue come from?
It was stretched from our very own Lake Kenora.
But what happened to the other head?
Legend has it the second head was removed and taken away to be buried beneath the sea somewhere far away in hopes it would never be rejoined to the rest of the body, lest it return to life again. So far, nobody has been able to prove whether that was true or not.
Thankfully.
Now, class, I must apologise for not having time for a longer, personally guided tour. But I would like to invite you all back next Saturday night for a special event for this exhibit. As you can see, many pieces are still covered, and several more pieces are arriving within the next 2 days. We shall be having a grand unveiling with plenty of opportunities for examination and discussion of the new artifacts. I'm sure the professor will be attending.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Then I thank you for coming, and hope to see you all next week.
Ah, for as much fun as classwork is, there's always been something particularly invigorating about fieldwork, hmm? Getting to see actual pieces of bygone eras, knowing that something so old is still around today. Absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, kind of like the professor.
Ah, Detective Talbot, what brings you to my club this beautiful evening? Surely not to check my licenses again. I am certain that after our previous meeting you will find them equally valid.
Ah, not this time, Spiro. I'm not here because of any illegal activity. At least not on your part.
Well then, can I get you a drink? On the house, of course.
Look, this isn't a social call. And I'm sure you probably have quite a few things cooking in one of the private rooms of this pervert palace. But I need some information.
Pervert palace? You wound me. Surely you are aware that in days gone by, people were so much less repressed about their pursuit of pleasure. It is one of the misfortunes of a so-called advanced civilization that they are forced by silly things such as governments and vice laws to take their enjoyment in more private venues. Ah, back in Greece, when I was young, all I did was frolic in the woods, chasing women, dryads, even sometimes by the sea, the sirens, whatever suited my tastes at the time. It was glorious. Praise Pan!
I can sort of understand it from your standpoint, Spiro. Being a satyr, though, you can't help it. But encouraging such abandon in others sometimes makes my skin crawl.
You are certain that it is me and not a full moon, Mr. Talbot?
You hold it right there.
One cannot choose what one truly is meant to be, Detective. Whether we are born that way or find ourselves as such, the fates will not be denied.
I don't buy into all that destiny crap, Texas. And if a leopard wants to change his spots, he can. I don't care what anybody says. Now enough of this philosophical BS. Ever see anything like this before?
Ah, so the detective needs the help of a so-called pervert now.
Don't screw with me, man. If I was in the mood, I could put in a call and have this place raided right now. You know damn well that the Gothic Underground practically flows in and out of this place. And if something seedy is going on, odds are you'll have an ear on it. Trust me, if you play ball with me, you'll find a lot fewer hassles with your little enterprise here.
Well, since you put it so politely, I can at least afford you the courtesy of my well-trained eyes. My, my, this is old. I haven't seen one of these in nearly 500 years. Excellent quality, though, I must say.
It's probably a murder weapon. I take it you read the papers or caught a blurb on TV?
Ah, yes. The incident in the park. Such a pity. I have always maintained that if more people were happily pursuing their own personal gratifications, then there wouldn't be so much violence in the world.
Yeah, prostitution should be legalized.
In some places it is, Detective. In more civilized parts of this world.
So do you know what this thing is, or don't you? I don't want to have to spend any more time in here than I need to.
I am not sure. Some sort of tool, by the look of it. A hammer? Though it is unusually ornate. I cannot conceive why any workman would wish to decorate a simple tool so ornately. Unless perhaps it belonged to one of several special groups.
Like who? The Freemasons?
Oh, even older than them. I speak of very old sects of long-dead religions. Cults would probably be a better word for them. Look at the shape of this tool.
Looks like a squid or some kind of sea creature.
Yes, and no. This figure is one of a pantheon of ancient creatures worshipped by several cults. What few scholars there are who know about them usually refer to them as the Elder Gods or Ancient Ones. Creatures who came from the edges of oblivion and who, even now, are separated from our reality by only a thin dimensional veil. Were they to breach that membrane, their sole purpose would be to turn all of creation as we know it into unspeakable chaos and disorder.
Any chance one of these cults could still be operating today?
There is more beneath the dome of heaven than earth, Detective.
But here in Gothic?
Why not? Have Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, all the major religions not come to these shores? Have they not grown from small followings? Perhaps you need to do some more research at the Karlov Public Library, or perhaps the Darkmoor Museum, than my humble little club. And in answer to your question, yes, if anywhere there could be a resurgence of the followers of Cthulhu, or perhaps one of the other old ones, it would be here.
Cthulhu?
One of the chief elder gods. Cthulhu sleeps beneath the waters in his undersea realm of Relea, ever waiting to one day be awoken that he may squeeze this world beneath his mighty tentacles. If that ever happens.
Bad day for humanity.
Bad day for us all. But with one consolation.
What's that?
There would be no more days afterward.
Are you trying to tell me these ancient elder god things are real?
As real as any other deity. If you mean, have I actually seen one? then no. But there are those who believe for their own reasons.
So somebody may actually be trying to wake this Cthulhu guy up, huh?
Perhaps. Although I cannot fathom why. No pun intended. Nobody would be safe from the rampage if the Elder Gods returned.
Unless they thought they'd get a piece of the power once the regular folks were all gone.
Power is most intoxicating, Detective Talbot. But for me, I still prefer wine. Now, will that suffice for you? Or can I offer you a nice, rare steak or some such?
Don't push your luck, Metaxas.
Well, well, well. It would seem my constituency has diminished by 2. A small start.
Huh? What happened?
A human couple. Apparently killed by the lake. The police say only that it was ritualistic in nature. Now that's refreshing. I do so tire of the endless gang-related violence or domestic dispute crimes the papers are rife with.
Ritualistic sacrifices are such a waste of blood.
Not to the religiously obsessed, my dear Ivana. How many thousands, millions, have shed innocent blood for their gods? In their minds, it is a perfectly acceptable way to garner their deity's favor.
There are no real gods. Gods were made by mortals to explain what they could not. They are simply figureheads that humans appeal to when they feel the need for some futile hope to get them out of predicaments, or when they seek absolution or justification for their actions. Nothing more.
But you forget. In the darker times of humanity, we were seen as gods.
Gods to some, and monsters to others. Demons who should be slain.
Only by those humans who recognize their inadequacy compared to those of supernatural blood. Never forget, we were here first. We are Earth's true first children, and it was the humans who suppressed us. But we are on the path toward reclaiming what is ours, Ivana. 60, 100 years ago, would you have ever conceived that one of our kind could walk so freely in this world?
Nobody ever dictated where and when I walked.
Apart from the slayers during the Dark Ages. Now there are political lobbyists, human I might add, who actually uphold our rights as native species of the Earth and try to protect our rights. Isn't evolution wonderful?
I think you have come to like humans too much since they helped to put you in this office. But let us not forget who paved the way for us. The one who brought us out of the dark.
The great Augustus! As if I could. Such a glorious revolution this has been.
And it is far from over.
Indeed. But now there are more enlisted in the cause than just our kind. Elves, dwarves, spirits, fairy folk, werewolves. No longer do they need to hide.
But they are still not wholly accepted in this world either.
Not yet. But we are in a transition stage, my dear, that is all. Very much like the African people in the years following Lincoln's abolition of slavery. It will simply take time for us to win our equality. It is inevitable.
To this day, there are still places where a person's skin color is seen as somehow inferior. The madness never truly ends, does it? In the 19th century, it was the North and the South. Now, 200 years later, it seems to be the East and the West. The states west of the Mississippi River are still reluctant to acknowledge our newfound freedoms. It is not inconceivable that there might be another civil war.
Nonsense! This country has enough concerns from what they consider threats overseas. The president is not so foolish as to divide the country even further. He knows that with supernatural beings on his side, he improves his own chances for global supremacy exponentially. No. He will do everything in his power to embrace us despite his political oppositions in the West. We have come too far to fail.
You sound very certain of that.
Let us say I have it on good authority from our leader himself that the president is on our side. We are the beginning of a new era, Ivana. We will take our rightful place as the true inheritors of this planet. Of this I am assured.
It will be a long journey.
And who better to survive it than those with our lifespans? In the grand chronicle of history, humanity will be but a blurb.
All hail Augustus.
Thanks a lot for seeing me on such short notice, Miss Dufay.
I'm always happy to cooperate with the police detective, particularly when you mentioned it may have something to do with a possible cult.
Right now it's just speculation, but based on what we found at the crime scene, it definitely smacks of some sort of ritual. I found this in the hollow of a tree near the, well, I guess you'd call it a makeshift altar. Can you make anything out of it?
Carved cephalopod. Out of coral, I'd say. These glyphs here roughly translate to, "Behold this key to the world of dreams, wherein reside the great ones."
Whoa, you can actually read that stuff.
Absolutely, Detective Talbot. While the language is very old, the markings are quite clear, and suggestive that this piece is not as old as one might think. Perhaps only a few centuries. We have a similar object in our collection.
You said it was a key. Looks more like a hammer or some kind of tool.
Yes, to both. Several cults made use of tools like these for various rituals, usually involving blood sacrifices to various deities. If the victim was unwilling, they'd be incapacitated with one of these, usually by a blow to the head and knocked unconscious. Hence the inscription about it being a key to the world of dreams. The Great Ones were believed to be a race of powerful beings who occupied a dimension between our reality and another plane of existence, which occurred concurrently here on Earth. The cults hoped that by knocking someone unconscious, they could breach the barrier between both realities, and then quickly lure their gods through with the smell of fresh blood.
Why is that?
Oh, I don't know. Favor, power, help against their enemies. Any number of things, I guess.
Did it ever work? I mean, did any of these things ever actually come through?
Very little is known about that, Detective. What archaeologists have dug up indicates little more than glyphs and pictograms. Not tremendous details, but enough to get an idea of some of what went on. Some images of various creatures. Whether or not they succeeded is speculation steeped in myth. That large statue you saw in the gallery outside was supposedly real once, until a wizard defeated it and turned it to stone. Depending how much you believe in that sort of thing, it could or could not have happened. I, for one, feel it is very possible. My mother used to tell me about different fantastic creatures when she was young, and I had no reason to doubt her.
From first-hand experience?
In most cases, yes.
Is your mother still around? Maybe I can talk to her.
She died. About 30 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She was close to 3,000 years old, Detective. Elves may be long-lived, but they're not immortal.
Would it be too indiscreet to ask your age, Miss Dufay?
Yes, it would. But I'll tell you anyway. I'm just shy of my 400th birthday. Barely out of my teens by human standards.
No wonder you're so smart. You've had plenty of time to learn.
The learning process never truly stops, Detective. I'm sure you know that.
Oh, yeah. We found this piece near the lake, if that has any significance.
The carving reminds me of one of the Elder Gods. Cthulhu. Dagon.
Some sort of marine creatures, I take it?
You take it right. Both of the gods were worshipped by beings known sometimes as the Deep Ones. Creatures who live underwater and are a kind of cross between people and fish, or frogs. Legend has it, they have been known to mate with people. The offspring appear human enough, but over time they start changing.
Into what?
Something grotesque and amphibious. You probably wouldn't want to see it.
I'm imagining something like the creature from the Black Lagoon.
If you were lucky.
I don't suppose you'd have any kinds of pictorial references I could borrow, would you?
Sadly, no. My best book on the subject is currently on loan.
Who did you loan it to?
Professor Jeremiah Watley at Gothic University. He teaches folklore, among other things. You missed him by about 2 hours. He brought one of his classes here on a field trip today.
Just my luck. I guess I'll have to just catch him at the office or something. Well, Miss Dufay, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for your assistance. Can I contact you again if I have any further questions?
Of course, Detective. I have no doubt we shall see each other again. Good afternoon.
Oh, good heavens. One would think that by the time these children reach the university level, they would have learned how to properly write an essay.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Professor, but I always thought that school was where you went to get educated.
My dear fellow, education is built one layer at a time. If one does not have a firm foundation, the rest of the structure is bound to suffer.
Well, speaking as a graduate from HK College, I can tell you I've certainly learned quite a few things that I'm sure aren't necessarily in the old textbooks. And it hasn't done me any harm not knowing about bifurcation of discourse or when the Great Fire of London happened.
HK College. I'm afraid I'm not familiar with that establishment.
College of Hard Knocks, Professor. Man, I love you smart guys. Which is exactly what brings me here, actually.
I don't believe we've ever met, sir.
Nah, I think I missed you at the museum recently. My name's Talbot, Detective Jack Talbot, Gothic PD.
Well, I must say, this is a surprise. I might also say it's a welcome diversion from these lamentable... Now, how may I help you, Detective?
I understand you're quite the specialist with ancient cultures.
Indeed. Sociology, anthropology, archaeology, folklore, various arcane and occult studies.
Just what I was hoping to hear, Professor. Looks like Miss Dufay sent me in the right direction.
Well, you know Lena.
Only in passing. I stopped by the Darkmoor to ask her a few questions recently. Have you by chance heard about the recent string of murders near the lake?
Oh, yes, absolutely dreadful, the poor things. Imagine what their families must be going through. It always seems to be the innocents that will get hurt while the guilty live to terrorize another day.
Well, that's what I'm hoping to prevent. With your help.
Me? Whatever can I do?
Well, you can start by helping me with what you know about the kinds of cults that still might be hanging around Gothic. Feel free to tie in any potential information about, frog monsters, ritual sacrifices, and, something named Cthulhu. Is this him?
No, but it's one of his offspring.
Ah, we're getting somewhere. Has it got a name?
Yes, but I'm afraid humans aren't actually capable of pronouncing it. It's sort of like that funny little fellow in the Superman comic books who people are always trying to trick to pronounce his name backwards. Human throats have called it Ignithutek, which is the closest we can manage.
Miss Dufay had plenty to say on the subject of these old ones.
Yes. Elena is knowledgeable about some of the aspects of dark mythos. Some worship Cthulhu as a god. Others, with, I would suggest, more sense, recognize Cthulhu and his kin as something beyond mortal comprehension. An entity of chaos and entropy. He is said to be slumbering in a sunken city in the Southern Ocean.
He's sleeping?
Yes, for an eternity, if you're lucky. You may find cults somewhat less serious than others who pay homage to him. The serious subscribers believe they can play some part in bringing him back to the world.
Bringing him back by, say, sacrificing their fellow man to lure them through some kind of dimensional veil between their world and ours.
Oh, Detective, you have been talking with Elena. But you are correct. Human sacrifice has always been recognized as a way to attract the attention of the old ones.
Sounds like a bunch of crazy kids trying to raise demons on Halloween.
Indeed. The pursuit is simple enough. But what do you do with it when you have actually caught one?
So you think we have some of these nuts running around the city, huh?
Without doubt, Detective. There is evidence that they have met with some success in the past. The headless statue at the museum, for example, recently dredged up from Lake Kanara. Elena believes that it was once the focus of a cult of Cthulhu or Dagon worshippers. Despite its time submerged, the details are remarkably detailed. It might even suggest that it was once a living creature, cast in stone by magic.
Either that, or the guys who made it were just really good sculptors.
That's also possible, but in my professional opinion, less likely.
Professor, we could really use someone with your expertise on this investigation.
We have two dead people and the potential for a whole lot more. Whether they're crazies or professional hellraisers, they don't get away with murder, ritual or otherwise, in my city.
Yeah, I can do that, Detective. My expertise is in theory and history. Tracking down killers is the calling of brave men such as you.
I think you'll agree, Professor, that this case is as much about history and folklore as it is about forensic evidence and suspect interrogation. Why don't you keep the knife? Find out what you can about any groups that may have a claim to it. And keep an... Excuse me. Talbot here. What? All right, I'll be right there. Professor, Elena Dufay has disappeared from the museum. An eyewitness saw her being dragged into a car and left the scene at high speed.
Oh dear.
Professor, not only would you be of use to me in this investigation, but if Elena has been kidnapped, then you could also be at risk. Much as I hate to say it, I suggest for your own safety that you come with me.
Very well. But I shall need a moment to gather a few things that may be of use before the night is over.
Harbormaster Ebenezer Marsh requesting permission to come aboard, Captain Gilman.
Permission granted, sir. Welcome aboard.
You have it, then?
Of course. You have my money?
Aye. But let me see in the crate first, eh?
Tommy, crack this box and show our harbormaster we are true to our word. Damned ugly thing, if you ask me.
But no one's asking you, Captain. Yes. Perfect. You've done well, Gilman. You and your crew. Now, remember the final part of our agreement.
You pay us what you promised, and we ain't never heard of your Halloween hood ornament. We ain't scheduled to come this far up the coast again for a long while anyhow.
Aye, and see you don't. There'll be nothing for you here, nothing anymore. Take your gold and go.
Fair enough. Now let's get this thing off my boat.
It is here. Yes, yes, it is genuine. I have seen it myself. The elf pit, you have her? Excellent. Proceed as arranged. Contact the others. Inform them the ritual will go ahead as planned. I heard. He is a civil policeman. He knows nothing of what is truly going on. But best to keep him under watch. Nothing can stop us now.
Fine, Othair, my darling. See how they worship you.
Power attracts, and together we have a power that these fools can only dream of.
Mr. Mayor, truly an honor to finally meet you, sir. And this must be your lovely wife. Truly a pleasure, ma'am.
Insufferable fool. Alexei, darling, this is Mr. Bannerman. He is the owner of the Bannerman Construction Corporation. An upstanding member of the Gothic community and a loyal contributor to your campaign fund.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Bannerman. Thank you for your patronage in this historic event.
All hail, Mr. Mayor. I ain't here for the exhibit. I'm here for the free booze and the chance to slap palms with the real movers and shakers of this fine community.
By all means. Allow me to introduce you to some of your fellow titans of commerce and progress, Mr. Bannerman. If I may use a cowboy terminology... the herd is over yonder.
You ain't bad for a fella born in commie country, Mr. Mayor.
Kujak, you have done as I ordered?
Yes, Master. The faithful have been gathered. The stone is ready for your mark, and we are waiting for you to lead us to the glory of the risen ancients. Vtagen! Nya! Vagen!
Patience, Kujak. Your loyal faith shall be rewarded. Lead the way. Brothers and sisters of the faith, tonight our glories at hand. We have suffered at the hands of those who fear the might of our gods. We have been hunted and persecuted and shunned. This night, under the light of the full moon, we shall exact our vengeance. Tonight, we open a door and return the spirit, Ignflutic, to the world of flesh. Ignflutic shall be restored. Ignflutic shall be the instrument of our salvation. Upon this ancient stone of sacrifice, I place the lost head of Ignflutic. Futagun Nia Fagun. Into this vessel, we shall give our sacrifice. Futagun Nia Fagun. Into this vessel, we shall pass the spirit of Ignflutic. Futagun Nia Fagun.
Needless to say, he did not try that again. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, most esteemed guests, I present you the mayor of Gothic, the Honorable Mr. Alexei Drakovich.
Good evening, fine citizens of Gothic. It is my pleasure to open this wonderful exhibit here in our own Darkmoor Museum. These rare antiquities are captivating to the eye and to the soul. As we regard them, we have a glimpse of a past that is in many ways forgotten. The items on display here are our heritage, from a time when men understood that there was a shadow over their lives, a hungry predator that waited beyond their dreams, ready to devour not just the flesh of the unfortunate, but their immortal soul as well. Or perhaps it is just an ancient superstition, Either way, we have been granted a gift in these finely wrought items of stone and wood, carefully preserved from ancient eons, now on display for us to study and admire. A great opportunity for Gothic to experience remnants of another world, and wonder still at what unseen hand guided the artist's visions when he created such original works. Therefore, as mayor of Gothic, it is my great delight to declare...
You have done something and not told me. Shame on you, Alexei.
Ivana, my sweet, I assure you this is not my doing. But look at them. They run as frightened sheep. What a delightful chaos has been wrought here this night.
Alexei, you laugh, but I am frightened. This is strange sorcery and I don't like it. Make it stop, Alexei.
We have nothing to fear, my love. Come. We will slip away from the confusion and the horror of our fellow citizens. If we pluck our prey from the fringe of the mob, we may dine without concern.
Herald, if you will, of a force that will destroy the world, corrupted in ways we cannot comprehend. It is representative of an alien force that seeks to devour the light that life gives off. Eternal darkness and horrific chaos will be our future if that which they are summoning is allowed to fully emerge into our world.
So we stab it then, right here, right now.
Yes, we do. But we must get closer, inside the museum, and that will be the easy part, I think.
Dispatch. This is Detective Talbot. We have a major disturbance in progress at the Darkmoor Museum. We need multiple units for crowd control and to secure the site. Also send ambulances. There are likely to be casualties in this stampede.
Come along, Detective. We must hurry.
People, move aside. Get on the other side of the parking lot. Emergency services are on their way.
Sir, oh God, sir, I can feel it crawling around inside me. Get out of
my... Oh my God.
If we fail, then yes, Egan Thutak may very well fill that role. You said yourself, Detective, emergency services are on the way. There is nothing further we can do for that poor devil. Citizens of Gothic clawing at their own eyes is the least we can expect if this abomination is not stopped. See that the hand is not yet fully restored. We must hurry. Take this pouch. The white powder must be sprinkled around the statue. The circle must remain unbroken while we work our magic.
Magic? Wait a minute. What's this?
No time to explain. Do it! Kusai Musa. Kusai Musa. Aisha. Aisha. Chant with me. Gusai Musa. Gusai Musa. In the name of light, I strike you. With the power of the elder gods, I banish you. With the power of life, I command you. Gusai Musa. Back to your darkness. Gusai Musa. The ritual shall be undone. Detective. Quickly, the sledgehammer from my bag.
I was wondering what you thought you needed that thing for. Whoa, wait a minute. This thing is...
Strike, man. Strike the stone hand from its shoulder. With that, well, the hammer glows with power. Now. Now!
I never would have believed such a thing was possible if I hadn't seen it for myself.
Our work has barely begun, Detective. The essence of Egan Thutak did not return to its effigy on its own. We must find the aberrant souls that sought to bring it through the veil.
I'm telling you what I saw. Jesus, Lieutenant. No, I will not report for a psych evaluation. You're going to need all the available shrinks dealing with these people who've been trying to tear their own faces off. I got an investigation to get on with and a psychopath to catch. God damn it. Sitting up there in his air-conditioned office, he doesn't have a clue about what we're up against.
He may well have a good idea, Detective. He may have just been told to ignore it or even actively hinder your progress.
Anyone ever suggest you might be paranoid, Professor?
I prefer to consider myself a realist, Detective. The forces we are working against have powerful allies. Many of their human agents have devoted their lives to securing what they believe will be a reward beyond their imagining. Mere wealth and power does not come close to what they have been promised.
Detective, we just got a report of a fire up on Styx Hill. Fire department's all tied up here. What do you want us to do?
Tell him you will investigate, Detective.
I'll check it out. I got some inquiries to make out that way anyhow. Well, Professor, have we done enough here? You ready to go put out a fire?
You know the fire is the location of the ritual, Detective.
We will be facing extremists that will die praising the names of those beyond the veil. They cannot be reasoned with, negotiated with, or I fear, shown clemency.
Shoot first and ask questions later, huh?
Indeed. Shoot first and deny any involvement later, Detective. You will live longer that way. Styx Hill. Turn off on your right.
Yeah, I see it. Something's been bothering me, Professor. You seem to know a hell of a lot of stuff that seems to twist people's heads right off. Now, I've seen some weird stuff over the years, but what I've seen tonight, I can barely believe it. But here you are, sitting here calmly giving directions like we were out for a Sunday drive. It's almost like you've done this kind of thing before.
I understand your concern, Detective. I'm intimately aware of what havoc can be wrought should these entities gain unfettered access to our world. I learned a long time ago that one can stand and fight, or one can succumb to madness and despair. I made my decision many years ago. I stood and fought while my friends and dear companions were torn to pieces. We defeated Igan Thutek and did what we could to prevent him from ever returning.
Just how old are you? You know what? Never mind. That statue, it only had one head. There was a stump that the other head pushed through. Are you trying to tell me that you...
Yes, I was much younger then, much more sure of myself. My companions and I were zealous. We were so certain of ourselves, content in the immortality of our youth. We cast out the shadow of Igan Thutek, knocked the head off the statue and sent it far away. But such things have a way about them. They return to plague us.
End of the road, Professor. Guess we go on foot from here. You should have sent that head further away. Destroyed it, even.
Hindsight is the clearest vision, especially through the eyes of those who were not there.
I would expect you to be bitter, cynical, even angry. But this Zen thing you got going on, Professor, it's creepy.
I make no apology for my state of mind, Detective. My long years of study of the foulest occult practices is my sword against our foe, and a focused calm in the face of unimaginable horror is my shield. Shall we continue? After eons trapped in an alternative dimension, the end of the world is likely to be punctual.
So how's this gonna play out, Professor? You want to throw some more dust around and chant, or should we go in with guns a-blazing?
This is not the Wild West, Detective. But as I said earlier, we face agents from whom death is a prize, not a defeat. Shoot any who attack us. Leave me to secure the stone head of Igan Thutek. Only with the disruption of the ritual can we be sure the summoning has failed.
Jeez, that chanting! Giving me a headache.
Strength, Detective. Do not listen. Just stay focused.
Try it.
Children of Igan Thutek, give me your power. Together, we shall raise the Ancient One. Great will be the dominion he will grant us over this world. Hear us, Igan Thutek, spawn of great Cthulhu. Favor us with your might. Crush those who... What is this? Who dares disrupt this sacred ritual? Watley. Foul slayer. I know thee, wizard. Acolytes, bring the interlopers to me. Their blood shall also be spilled upon the sacred grounds as a sacrifice to Igan Thutek.
Hell it will.
No, destroy them. They oppose the will of our savior. Tear them apart.
Him. The masked one's the leader. Shoot him, Detective! Shoot him!
Igan Thutek, Fayan, Ftagin, protect me, shelter me, give me your strength.
Kusai Musa, I break this circle. Kusai Musa, Nya, the way is closed. Ithan, Hai, Hai, Igan Thutek, you are turned away. Detective, protect yourself.
I can't hold it anymore. Only one
way! Gotta let go! Ah!
Detective, the stone head of Ignatuchek! I see it!
No, I will not be denied again.
The summoning is ended. The circle is torn. The doorway is closed again. There shall be no dark apocalypse this night. Foul.
Master, I will destroy them! No! No! Get it off me! Get it off me!
Easy, Professor. Don't move. They think this blood is his.
Don't worry about me. I'll be fine. Stop the priest. The man in the mask. He is the true power.
Sorry, Whatley. We lost him. But we still have the statue's head.
Where's Lane? Is she safe?
Yeah, she looks okay. EMTs are checking her out now. I think we got here just in time.
Then it's over. For the moment.
So that's about it, Miss Dufay. The identity of the cult priest is still unknown. We're still interrogating some of the cultists. Mostly drifters, by the looks of them. We don't have anything on the main guy, though.
Most unfortunate, Detective Talbot. I believe, as Professor Whatley does, that until this man is stopped, we may be only seeing the beginning of an organized campaign of evil against the people of Gothic.
So you think there's going to be more of these whack jobs trying to summon these old ones from beyond the stars?
Perhaps. But the ritual you have described is like casting a stone into a pond. There will be ripples. Other forces and entities may now have increased access to our world. I would not be surprised, Detective, if you see an increase in the paranormal and the unexplained. You had best keep your wits about you, and remember that there are those in this city that know more than they will admit about the forces that lurk in the shadows.
Gothic. The city of lurking fears. My kind of town.
What wonderful fun! But who was behind this poorly executed attempt to bring such a thing into our world?
No one knows, my love. Our agents are investigating, but whomever it was appears to have escaped and left no trace of their identity.
No matter. We have all the time in the world, and each time something like this happens, we can sink our claws deeper into the beating heart of this city, until there is no one who can oppose us. And then there will be blood to pay.
Blood indeed. For truly, what great land has not been birthed in the blood of others? Though the bleeding may begin as a mere trickle, may not end until it leaves behind a desiccated corpse. But in the city of Gothic, death is not necessarily the end. It may also be the doorway to a new beginning.
You have been listening to Gothic, Rise of the Ancient Ones, written by Mark Kalita and Paul Mannering. References to H.P. Lovecraft's Cthulhu Mythos used by permission from and with thanks to April Derleth, Arkham House Publishing, Inc., Sauk City, Wisconsin. The music was composed and performed by Nox Arcana. Ending theme composed and performed by Kai Hartwig. Featured in the cast were Jim Barber as Alexia Dracovich, Laura Post as Ivana, Mark Bruzzi as Jeremiah Watley, Carl Pooter as Ebenezer Marsh, Tim Gillick as Captain Daniel Gillum, Mark Kalita as Detective Jack Talbot and Spiro Metaxas, David Ault as Augustus, Fiona Kahn as Elena Dufay, Josh Spencer as Detective Jim Fitzsimmons. Judah Fries as Student 1. John Brandenburg as Student 2. Shire Smith is Student 3. June Lathrop is the Crime Scene Investigator. Chris Snyder as Kutchek. Brandon Cole as Bannerman. Ellie Hirschman as Party MC. Miles Reed as Party Patron. And Eric Busby as the Cop. Your announcer is John Specht. The story was produced and directed by Mark Kalita, post-production by Matt Chambers. The executive producer for Darker Projects is Eric Busby. This has been a Darker Projects production.